Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, rap music.
Perception about rap music, they think it's for stubborn people. They think it doesn't portray the messages that they think would help society.
A lot of the rap songs I find have a very negative outlook on the female population. Yeah. And although the women, whoever listens to it, enjoys it, mm-hmm. So when you listen to the message behind the songs, it's all wrong.
Rap music is a genre consisting of stylized rhythmic music that commonly accompanying rapping, a rhythmic speech that is chanted. And the origin of this music is Bronx, New York in the 70s. That is according to Wikipedia. Now, do we listen to rap music and love it? Or is it a specific gender music? Well, as usual on Let's Talk, we will discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Yeah, who gonna stop me? No breaks, I need State Farm. So many watches, I need 8 arms. One neck, but got 8 charms. Who gon' stop me, huh? Niggas talking, they bitch made. Ixnay off my Ixnay. That's pig Latin, bitch pay. Now it's time to welcome to our show Solomon, our intern tonight. Welcome, Solomon.
Thank you so much.
And our intern, Damisi. Welcome aboard, Damisi.
Thank you.
And of course, over the phone is Raven Moore. Welcome, Raven.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
All right. And in this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing rap music. As mentioned earlier, rap music originated in the Bronx, New York. And we also have different kinds of rap, such as gangster rap, which is a subset of hip-hop that originated in the 90s, when rapper Ice Cube and his former group N.W.A. began attacking each other with music lyrics. This often violent style of music, battling with other artists, became known as gangster rapping. But what about rap music in general? Is this a male music affair only, or for both? What about other forms of rap music out there? I spoke to my colleague Dwayne Collins and wanted to know, is this a male music preference only?
Well, we have to go back to the inception of rap, which was in the late 70s out of New York City. And the first rap groups that I was myself introduced to were male rap groups. But not long after that, there were female rap groups as well. There are a lot of unsung rap groups that you probably never hear about because, well, the music never got outside of New York City. They never scored the distribution that Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five and Sugar Hill Gang achieved. So it's a male-dominated industry, if you will. But let's go back. There's a group called Salt and Pepper,
yeah,
who exists. Salt and Pepper broke into the gang. Another rapper by the name of MC Light. There's another rap group called Finesse and Cinquist, Lady T. There's so many. I can go down a long list of lady rappers who have come and gone. But here we are in 2015, and Salt and Pepper are pretty much still relevant. They actually have a concert coming up very soon in Washington, D.C. at the Howard Theater. So they're still able to generate an income. They are still around.
We know there are so many positive rappers out there. Jay-Z is doing some good music, Talib, Tribe Called Quest back in the days and now, and also there's so many other upcoming artists. Maybe they're doing really well, but how do we change this thing? Because this is like a movement.
Say hip-hop music or rap music. Hip-hop is a culture, but rap music is the vehicle in which produces the music where people will speak in stanzas at a very fast pace. Let's just put it that way. And within, let's say, the rap section of a record store, if they still exist, you would find conscious rappers. There you would find, like I said, Common, and different rappers who were talking about, let's start a better day, let's try to make a better way. Then you go to another area in the store or in the rap category, and it will be gangster rap, where they are telling stories of street life and gang activity. And basically, they're just stories for some people. But you have some people who break into the rap business, or they're trying to break into the rap business, and they try to score what you call street cred. They want to put some blood, if you will, on their story. When in fact, it's really boils down to entertainment.
Thank you, Dwayne Collins. This is Let's Talk with your host, Sunday Shamari, and we are discussing rap music. I had no idea what you're dealing with. Something on something is real shit. Pop champagne, I give you a sip. About to go down. And back to the studio. I always ask people, rap music is really, really, really popular. And we can see all the way from Atlanta to Southern Africa. Rap music is just conquering all over the place and all over the world. But there are some people out there who think that maybe this is only for a certain kind of people, especially when you talk about gangster rap. And also there's out there people who listen to this music all over the place and they like it. So I want to know today, who really listens to rap music? And do we have people who don't even listen to it? And if they don't, why is that? So let's go here. I will start with you, Solomon. Tell me your experience with rap music.
Well, I think what makes rap music, or what makes it more interesting, is the content of the message the musician is trying to portray. Now, many a time people have perceptions, and that is why most of the older folks, our parents who grew up in a different generation, have different perception about rap music. They think it's for stubborn people. They think it doesn't portray the messages that they think would help society. But then the world is changing. So rap music, we have rap music and gospel music, rap mm-hmm. music that talks about country life, rap music that talks about society, rap music that has humanitarian touches. So now it is not just limited. But of course, you can tell most of the rap music in urban America, it's rife with gun violence, crime, and talks about money and things that people, and so that has affected the perception about people. That is why people have strong views about it. But I think our society is evolving, especially when you go to Africa now. People are trying to fuse the local musical content they have with their rap music. In Ghana, they have what we call the hip life, which is hip hop and high life mm-hmm. music bring together. So a fusion of the Ghanaian content of the old high life music and then the kind of American culture hip hop, and it gives a good fusion. That's why we have a Zonto. We have so many. So yes, of course, I listen to rap music, but I'm more particular about the content. Does it inspire me to do something? Of course, yes, some of them do. There are some of them too that do not have proper content. They just rabble around and use words around. So yes, it depends on how you look at it and where you stand.
Okay, that's good. Depends on how you look at it. I like that.
Well, I'll say that my perception, like Solomon was saying, my perception of rap music has changed because of how it's portrayed in today's society.
Okay.
The concept of rap music itself is a lovely concept. I love it. I think it sounds awesome, makes you, you know, move your head, makes people get up and dance. So I love it. But the content is very important to me. And I will say that the rap music that is most popular in today's pop culture is music that's full of cursing, full of derogatory terms toward women, full of, you know, nonsense, in my opinion, you know, that doesn't uplift your soul, that doesn't cause you to smile, you know. And rap music is also very addictive, almost, and the effect that it has, music in general has an important impact on someone's life, and it gets in your head, and before you know it, you start saying these things, you start, you know, living this lifestyle. So I think that it's very important that the message, like Solomon said, it's very important for the message to be a positive one, because whether you know it or not, it's going deep into your soul.
Okay.
So I'm not opposed to rap music, but just the way that rap music has evolved and what's popular today in the American culture and in most cultures, it's not positive rap music. So I mainly stay away from it.
Oh, you stay away from it. Okay. Tell me about you, Raven. Damisi says she's staying away from it.
Well, in my experience as an African-American, I've observed that black music in general has brought the world together from, like, beginning, I wouldn't maybe call it beginning, but from jazz to R&B to soul music to hip-hop, and there's different kinds of rap. There's, like, more of, like, a hip-hop kind of with a message. You know, you have your Gangstar, you have your Dead President, you have... Jay-Z has a lot of messages in his. Sometimes he plays for the masses, and sometimes he plays for the people who want a message. Then you have Nas. You have a lot of great rappers, Tribe Called Quest. There's like a group of rappers that are more focused on the message. Common, for example. And then there are a group of rappers who are more so trying to make like quick money. And those people tend to be people who are just getting into the business, who want to make money really quickly, so they make good beats, and then they throw whatever lyrics they can on top of that. But then the people who've been around for a while, they can afford to put something out with a message. So it's like, for those kinds of things, you really have to search for those things. Like with anything, things with value are not always so easy to find in a capitalist society like America.
Okay, thank you. Hold it right there. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari. And we are discussing rap music. Well, if you talk about people like Run DMC, LL Cool J, Tribe Called Quest, I mean, there's whole different type of people and groups out there.
Mm-hmm.
LL Cool J always says, I'm a lady lover.
He said LL Cool J is hard as hell. That's the first thing I think of.
So he's always trying
That's
to take...
That's why he's rhyme.
I know, but yeah. He's trying to make ladies feel good about themselves. He's not diminishing them like other people are thinking what rap music could do, and he's trying to get a positive message out there. So when you look on that side, you see that there's some positive way of doing this kind of music. However, I spoke to Naima Timbele, and I wanted to know her take.
I don't necessarily agree that ladies do not listen to rap. Maybe if you compare them to the male population who listen or more involved in the whole rap industry. Sure, the percentage may be low.
Okay.
I think a lot of ladies do listen to rap, and I think a lot of ladies do enjoy rap. I don't listen to the music because I find that it has no substance.
Really?
A lot of songs these days are about two things, money, sex, money and more sex. For me, that's just, you know, and it's too many cuss words that they use in the music. It's like African-American comedy.
Really?
They swear way too much. And in rap music, that's how I find it. It's just a lot of swearing, a lot of, you know, degradation of the female gender, actually. A lot of the rap songs I find are very negative, have a very negative outlook on the female population.
Yeah.
And although the girls, the women, whoever listens to it enjoys it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you listen to the message behind the songs, it's all wrong.
And that's why I was wondering why, if this is the case, you'll find, as you say, there are women and female ladies out there listening to this kind of music and they're okay.
Yeah, but everybody, you know, everybody's going to be whoever they are. I am not okay with it. I don't support it. I'm not going to sing along to it, but some people enjoy it. Some people, you know, really like it.
Okay.
But people are different.
You're right. But also at the same note, we have some rappers who are really positive, like Jay-Z, for example. You have all these other rappers, who started rapping all the way back in the 70s till now. They are doing such quite a good thing, then they are really giving out some very nice positive messages out there because it's about,
you know,
the message.
I am sure they are, but for me, at some point, I stop turning on the radio when I step into my vehicle. I don't turn on the radio at all because I find that although some may portray a more positive, you know, may have a more positive take on what's going on in the world, may have a more positive take on life. I find that the majority of it is just, it's empty. It's empty and it's meaningless. And So I just...
So, I mean, why do you think it's turning? Maybe it's one person I spoke to say this music has been evolving too much and they're changing the connotation.
It has.
So why do you think now, if back then all these old school rappers like Tribe Called Quest were so proud to be Africans and they were rapping some very good lyrics, and some rappers today, why do you think these rappers are changing?
Because life's changing. Morals have changed. We don't hold the same moral standard as, you know, two generations before us, or even the generation before us. We have changed as a nation. We have changed as a generation. We don't hold ourselves at the same standard. You know, what they used to believe in, it's not the same things that we believe in.
Thank you, Neema Timbele. And a reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing rap music.
Put his face in the sand. Not the last mafioso, I'm a MC cop. Make it say go LL and do the why. If you think you cannot rhyme me, yeah boy I bet. Cause I ain't met a motherfucker who can do that yet. Trendsetter, I'm better, my rhymes are good. I got a gold nameplate that says I wish you would. And when battle begin then, I gotta join in. And before my rhyme is over, you know I'ma win. Cool J has arrived, so you better make way. Ask anybody in the crowd, they say the kid don't play.
Now, if this is what rap music is all about, is that the truth? And if not, why? So you told me something, Airplay. Tell me about that, Raven.
Well, I mean, 50 Cent said it well in an interview. 50 Cent said that a lot of people have a short attention span. So there's an element of rap music. There are kinds of rappers that play to those people. And they know that those people are going to pick it up really quick. They just want a good beat that they can dance to in a club when they're trying to lose their mind or whatever. You know, they just want to dance to those, play to those people. Mm. And so that's going to be fast money. But then the other kind of music is the music where you got to do a lot of promotion and pretty much do it on your own. I mean, mass media, which is not controlled by black people, doesn't want to hear stuff with a message that's empowering to black people. So it's not like rap music is negative. It's the one negative element that gets the most airplay.
Okay.
Because of the people who control the channel. It's not us.
Okay. So this is what you're saying there. You agree with that. Now, tell me, Solomon, for you, I mean, when you talk about rap music, you're not just looking at one point that is the U.S. or other places around the world. You also talk about rap in Africa.
Yeah.
We talk about rap in other places as well, okay? So this music is all over the place. Now tell me, what do you think about the whole notion of gangstar within the rap music? Is this also affecting the rap music that you listen in Africa? The same as it is we're speaking right now in America and other places around the world?
Yeah, obviously, I think that the idea of rap music, and we can mainly credit the American society, and it's what we are now bringing back to Africa. You can watch most of the video clips that they make in Africa, and most of the songs they try to inculcate within the video elements of the American culture, bring words that are not African in nature. I mean, I've had cause to argue and criticize some of those videos. I think that it's okay to learn from a culture because, of course, the world is changing and no society lives on an island. But again, we need to preserve what we have. We cannot take something that is extremely alien to exterminate what we have within our country. So it is important we fuse the culture. And that's why people applaud Azonto. That's why it's all over the place and in other musical genres that are evolving from rap music. But again, the gang culture, It is evolving. It affects the content within the music that people make. People are singing about money. People are singing about gun violence. And it will surprise you that recently you would hear cases of artists fighting each other and one is shot somewhere in Africa. And I read the stories and I'm like, no, this is not us. This is not Africa. That someone is shot. I mean, since when did you hear about shooting? So this kind of gang activities and ideas. And that is why we have to be focused on what we copy and we copy the right way. We need to learn the positive aspect. We need to learn the quality of music. The sound that they make are excellent. It sounds good. It's okay. We can pick some things from them. But this kind of gangster and this kind of attitude in quote, we must eschew them because, of course, as Africans, we want to preserve what we have and we want to inspire people. I watch a concert of Lucky Dube in South Africa. I mean, may he still rest in peace. Mm-hmm. I love that guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that concert was one of the biggest concerts. And I heard him rap, talk about apartheid, and I was so inspired. Okay, sometimes when I want to feel inspired to do something, I go back to listen to these people, and they rap, and they are reggae kind of music. It tells you that music has so much power. And so when we are picking something from other cultures, we need to be very careful. Gangster or gang activities are creeping into our culture. And as Africans, we need to rise up and talk about it because it is not helping. It has not helped the society that it's predominantly in, that is an American urban society. It has not helped them. So we need to be very careful and stand on alert and speak about it and make sure the right things are done within the musical content. It is important to learn from them, but we cannot take the bad ones and infuse it in our good culture. Okay. That's what I think.
That's what you think.
Where is this gang culture that you're talking about? Like, I lived in Cote d'Ivoire. I didn't see any gang culture. Like, where are you talking about?
I mean, let's talk about Ghana.
Oh,
Just mm-hmm. recently, one producer was shot, and according to investigations, it was from another group that is competing for, like, musical,
deals.
Championship deals, and someone said, we are the best, and they have something they call movement. So if, like, I'm a musician, I can have Solomon Movement, or we can have Raven Movement. If I'm an artist, I have a movement, a group of people that support me, and it creates some kind of antagonism between the parties, which is unnecessary, right? You know what I'm saying?
These are young people.
Like our age, these are young in their 20s, some are in their early 30s. And this cultures and this kind of ideologies emanate from the gang activities that we watch on TV, that we learn from those Western countries. I'm not blaming them, but I'm saying that it is something that is creeping in. If we don't take time, can even take over our culture.
This is, I would just add to that. This is what people say, that you can take somebody's culture,
mm-hmm.
or you can learn from it, or you can gain from it, or you cannot gain from it. I mean, you can get the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm.
That is the problem. When you're trying to get something from somebody else, you'll get the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's the whole deal, the good, bad, and the ugly.
And the ugly.
So, Demisi, tell me on your part, okay? Tell us about what you think here. Do you think that, of course, as you say, you tend not to listen, but do you know that there's rap music in gospel? There's rap music in reggae, dance hall.
Mm-hmm.
And that is nice, talking about love, talking about peace, talking about so many other good things.
Yeah.
So,
what do you think about that new rapper? He's half Ghanaian, half American. His name is Vic Mensa.
No, Solomon, maybe you heard of him?
You mean like a Ghanaian rapper?
Ghanaian and American.
He's Ghanaian. He was signed by Jay-Z. He has kind of like a pop culture type of rap music.
It's
more for like the club and stuff like that. And I'm just really interested because, you know, he's half Ghanaian, and I don't see him.
I mean, there are a lot of
Ghanaian culture within his music.
There are a lot of them. Okay, there are a lot of them. There are a lot of them like that. Some are from the UK, like Fuse in the UK. We can talk about what's the guy's name? Sarkodie, who was on Akon's label. There are a couple of them that are coming. There's some of them, I may not know all of them, but the culture, I'm saying, that has having so much connection, and you're having collaborations all over. Nigerians are having collaborations with Americans.
Oh, yeah, a lot of that.
So it is, music is becoming like, music is really connecting us together than any other thing.
Thank you. That's why they're mentioning that music is a universal language.
Of course.
And there goes the rap music as well. So for you, Demisi, my friend, would you really at least at one point in your life decide, you know what, I might listen to this particular rap music?
Definitely. I definitely don't discount all rap music. I just said normally I stay away from it, and it's my personal preference because I have a certain genre or a certain type of music that I like to listen to. But I love the positive messages. Will.i.am and Black Eyed Peas, Where Is the Love? That's one of my favorite songs. And you know, they have a whole rapping part in that song.
Oh, you do?
You know?
Is that rap, though? Is that considered rap?
Part of the song, What's Wrong with the World, Mama? People living like they ain't got no mama. What would you call that? Where's the love, y'all?
Yeah, you know?
So it's rap when you go,
rap is when, you know, rap is different from singing.
Right?
You know, you're using words, but you're just, you're talking, you're not singing. It's like a mix. So, you know, it has a beat behind it, you know, some kind of beat.
Trina, and you can sing too, the Missy and also rap. Someone who is a poet who adds their words to music and they have a message. That's what it used to be in the 80s and 90s. I mean, I grew up in the 80s and the 90s listening to the origins of rap music. Mm-hmm. You know, was it Run DMC and LL Cool J and all those kinds of people. I listened to those people. And usually it had a positive message. It made you happy. It was about breakdancing and having fun, going out, having fun. And then all of a sudden it just got crazy. I don't
Things
even understand
changed.
What they're saying in the songs these days.
I guess that's the evolving part that Solomon was talking about.
Yeah. Our times are changing, and it's not changing for the better. But
it's changing
for the worse. Reason.
We have a lot of rappers coming up, but they're not the ones you hear on the radio. Mm-hmm. They're not the ones you see. Mm-hmm. So that's why. I don't think rap music as a whole is deteriorating, but the people we hear are the same people. We hear about Drake. We hear about Jay-Z. There's no kind of variation. We don't hear about all these new upcoming rappers. We hear about, what's the guy with the, I don't even know. But yeah, so I don't think that rap itself is deteriorating. I just think what's popular and what we're hearing and seeing, those aren't the positive messages.
But is this what Raven said before, that is the owners, is those who control the media, wants what to go through and what not to go through? All at the same time.
And it's consumers.
Is it also the consumers? Because you know what? If I have a radio station, I want the music that sells.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So who's to blame
here?
If you
don't have morals, you know, if you're in it only for the money, then the most popular songs you're going to put on your show. But if I were a radio host.
Of course, you're running a program. It's your business. You want to make profit.
Yeah, we're talking about the owners, not just the DJs. Well. Who owns that station wants to make money. So what is it trying to put across? It's something you listener want to listen to. So what are you guys doing? Is it the listener to blame or is it the owners of the media to blame?
I'm not to blame.
Well, I think that we can blame we can put the blame squarely at the face of almost all the parties. The media outlets has a role to play. Mm-hmm. The artists themselves, because you know what? Mm. What music can do, you have no idea. And we all know when you sing, you come out, you express your emotions. That's why someone sings a song and you're just so in love. Like,
you know? Exactly. You can express your love in music. You can worship like people in church in music, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So, Demisa, you can tell me about that. People do that, isn't it?
They do.
Yeah. And some people even cry while they rap and sing.
Yep.
Universal language.
It is a universal language.
Definitely.
I remember when this guy came for the first time, I heard his music. I was like, what is he talking about again? But people were dancing. Let me tell you this guy. This was Gangnam Style.
Oh!
Oh, Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
I was asking myself, do we really know what this guy is talking about?
Nope.
You don't know. But this thing took the world by storm.
Oh, you know, he was...
break records in YouTube. And
he was
I'm
invited
like,
by Harvard to
White
give
House.
A commencement... He went to Harvard to give a commencement speech.
You know why? It took storm is because it showed a massive Asian group of people who were taking on black music in their way. And they were so happy about it. I mean, well, it's not Asian, what he was doing, that Giddy Up Horsey. That's a black band. You know, the music, all the stuff that they were doing in the video, that's black style.
Mm-hmm. You see?
And that's why it was so amazing. People, maybe they can't express it, but they were just like, wow, Koreans, we didn't even know
exactly
they were doing stuff.
Who knew?
Who knew? Especially from, like, you know, I mean, there's those are people who look at them as conservatives. Like, they don't really form part of the mainstream kind of music that comes from this side of the world. But for him to have started something like that was a novelty.
Well, and that's it for our show on rap music. A big thank you to our guest, our intern in the house, Solomon. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Demisi, this is your first time in the show. First. Thank you for coming also. And over the phone, Raven Moore. Thank you for coming in, Raven.
Thank you.
And a big thank you to our colleague, Jackson Vunganya, is our producer. And as usual, sending your comments and story ideas. We love to hear from you. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a voicemail. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.